Hey, it's Jocelyn here with Positivity in Pregnancy and Motherhood, and I am excited to be with you to share with you some things that I am learning. I have shifted into doing just strictly pregnancy episodes for this season because I am currently pregnant. Usually I do a motherhood-focused episode on Friday and then a pregnancy-focused episode on Tuesday. But while I am pregnant, I have scaled that back to just going into mostly pregnancy-related thinking, and the things I'm going through and how I'm trying to find positivity in pregnancy. But today I wanted to share a little bit of a motherhood moment that I had that might help some of you even while you're pregnant, and then we'll go into some pregnancy stuff as well. So thank you for joining. If you haven't given my podcast a rating and review on iTunes, will you just take a minute to do that? It really does make a difference, not only for me, but for other people to find it. And I love to read them. It makes it worth it to hear your thoughts on how you like the podcast and how it has helped you in your life. So if you could take a second to do that, I would really appreciate it. Let's jump into the episode. Hi, I'm Jocelyn, host of the Positive in Pregnancy and Motherhood podcast. I help pregnant women and mothers to find positivity in their season of life through changing their thoughts to work for them and not against them. I help mothers find the small, doable steps in thought and action without making drastic changes to their everyday mom life, and I can help you. Thanks for joining. Okay, to begin with, I wanted to share my motherhood moment, which I briefly mentioned in the intro, and a moment that was just a little tough. I am kind of a person that prefers things to be scheduled out. I don't do very good on things that are last minute. It's hard for my brain, and it's hard for me, and it often makes me frustrated and a little bit upset and irritated. Well, this particular morning, my kids had already had me a little frustrated and irritated because one child was not willing to share her toys with another child for anything. And it was making this other child of mine really upset and crying, and everybody was upset, and I kind of got upset, and I was frustrated that the one child wouldn't share. I was frustrated that the other child couldn't find something else, and then the other child wanted to paint but is too young to do painting all by herself. Excuse me. And so I was just feeling all the things. And then my husband calls and says, "Oh, what do you think about doing this?" He wanted to take everybody to meet up with some family, like at a place 20 minutes away, for the kids to play in the sand. And I was just, I was a little frustrated already because of the children. And then you add my personality that doesn't do good on last minute planning. And I was just feeling really frustrated and pretty overwhelmed, to be honest. And I just wanted to think about all the excuses of why we couldn't go, why I didn't want to go, and how it was just not going to work. So I had not told him any excuses of why it wasn't going to work. I told him to figure out what times and that the kids had to do some piano, their piano lessons first, and maybe we could try after that. Now, I know this about myself. I know that I'm not very flexible. I'm not very good at last minute planning, but I also know that I want to improve in that area. My husband is totally last minute flexible, good with anything, anytime. And I am just not. And so I also have realized I want to work on that. So he called back. We figured out times that would work. And I just still felt like I did not want to go. I was angry. And it was just one of those things that was pushing me over the edge. And so I decided I needed to get a lot of that negative frustration out. And sometimes I don't, I don't know why I keep having a frog in my throat, but I don't know why sometimes I just don't do these things, but this time I was like, I've got to get this out. And so when I have a lot of negative junk like that, I just write it out. So I just wrote all the negative things I was feeling. I wrote why I was upset at my children for fighting, why I was upset at my one daughter for not being flexible, at the other child for not being willing to play something else, at everybody crying and whining, and then to add some last minute things on top. And I just wrote all of the reasons I was so frustrated down and got it out. And then I took that piece of paper and I ripped it up and just threw it away. I didn't want to keep it anymore. It was trash. I didn't want to hang on to that those negative thoughts. I wanted to release it. I was just feeling tension. I didn't want to feel tension. I had committed to go with my husband because it does work in our schedule and it is something I want to get better at. And so I needed to get rid of that garbage and to throw it away so that it didn't explode later, and so that I didn't make the trip to play in the sand miserable. Which, if I don't get rid of that negative stuff, I just feel negative, and then I'm kind of a turd to be around when we go do stuff like that. So I did I call it a write and a rip, and threw it away. I wrote all that down, ripped it up, threw it away, but then I was still just feeling a little irritable. And so I was like, okay, that didn't do the whole job. We got to do some deep breathing. And so I did some 4-7-8 breathing. And 4-7-8 breathing is where you breathe in for 4, hold your breath for 7, and then breathe out for 8. And so I did a few of those breaths, and then I just took some time to get myself dressed and ready and feeling a little more appropriate. And I am feeling a lot better. And so I encourage you that if you have these moments when they come up, because they will come up, try to cope with them better in the moment by doing some of these things, by deep breathing, by doing a write and a rip, by taking time to get yourself ready. I am feeling a lot more relieved and not so much tension and frustration over this moment, and I'm hoping that our trip out to play in the sand will be fun, and I plan to make it that way. So anyway, that was a motherhood moment that I wanted to share, and that was an extended story. I'm sorry that took quite a while, but it was important and something I worked through, and I imagine something you'll have to work through as well. But let's get into some pregnancy-focused things. Even though I'm a little over a month from delivering my baby, I feel like I just have felt the reoccurring thought, to go back a little bit to the first trimester. I've done quite a few episodes on things that I'm doing in right now, and there will be more to come, but I feel to go back to that first trimester to help some of you out who are really struggling with that sick phase. And today I specifically wanted to basically give you a lot of suggestions for foods, because sometimes that can be one of the hardest parts in that first trimester, is finding foods that sound doable or edible, that you can stomach while feeling so cruddy, and then hopefully give you a couple of mindset tools to help in that endeavor, because that first trimester is so hard. It was and has been the hardest trimester for me so far. And so we're going to go through some of those foods and then some mindset. These are all just suggestions. And even different pregnancy, you can like different foods, or different foods will give you different aversions. So just kind of listen to these. Sometimes we just forget about that those foods are available because we're so stuck in our lives that we just don't even think about some of these foods that are available that really could help you to get through. Now, eating more protein can help, actually. So I know that's really hard to do, but protein. So let's just start there with like some, and I'm trying to make these foods easy to do because I know that you probably don't feel like cooking, or you can't even cook. I could not cook during this season. So like some pork that you just put in the crock pot in the morning and put barbecue sauce on. There's a good protein one. Chicken. I liked chicken. Potatoes sat okay with me. Peanut butter. Peanut butter was another thing that did good. During this pregnancy, I actually really liked green olives. So some of these might be strange and you'll be like, what? I don't think I can handle that. Don't handle it. Just take it with a grain of salt, the ones that you feel will resonate with you and you'll be able to stomach, that you think you'll be able to stomach better. One random one that I haven't bought for a while, but I did during the pregnancy, was English muffins. English muffins were so good. They sat well in my stomach. I really liked those. Easy to go to's were cheese quesadillas and also peanut butter and jelly quesadillas. That's basically just melting cheese on a tortilla or putting peanut butter and jelly on a tortilla and eating it. Almonds were a snack that was easy to eat, was easy to have on hand, and things that usually sat okay with me. In the nighttime when I would wake up, I wanted to keep that blood sugar kind of regulated. So I don't know if this was the right thing to do, but it worked for me, was to eat a banana in the night, like if I had to get up to pee. So I would try to eat something in the night so that hopefully that, they say that the blood sugar, or at least this is what I've read in some places, that sometimes that it's the fluctuation in the blood sugar that maybe doesn't cause it, but can make it worse when it comes to the nausea. So kind of keeping that regulated, eating small, regular meals more often can help significantly. Oatmeal was another one that sat really good with me. And usually when I'm not pregnant, I just like room temperature water. But this time I needed cold water, and it always had to be cold water. So take that. Sometimes you just got to shift some of the things you like to something a little different. Yogurt. It depended on the type of yogurt, but I could do yogurt okay, and it sat all right. And yogurt is higher in protein. And bagels are another suggestion. One that I got from a friend was that she, like, what sat good in her stomach was refried beans. Every woman in every pregnancy is going to be a little bit different, but a lot of these things are kind of neutral, except for maybe the green olives, and they can sit pretty good in your stomach. Baked potatoes were a go-to. Actually, baked potatoes have been a go-to for almost all of my pregnancies. Potatoes just sit really good with me for some reason. And then if you can increase that protein, that actually can help the nausea as well. So those are some suggestions for foods that I did well with this time around that might be good suggestions for you to try when you're feeling like, oh my gosh, I am sick of eating the same things over and over again, but I can't eat anything else because it doesn't sit good. Hopefully some of these suggestions work. And then I wanted to talk about your mind for a minute. The mind is really powerful, and the thoughts that we think are very powerful. They do make a difference. And I have found that, especially in my last two pregnancies where I've tried a lot harder to work on my thoughts during pregnancy, they make a difference. I craved for positivity and for someone just to encourage me in pregnancy when I was feeling so sick and I could not find anything to help me. There was a lot for labor and delivery, but not a lot for that early phase of pregnancy where you're just like sick and miserable and you're like, I don't feel pregnant, I don't feel baby move, I don't feel different, I haven't grown a belly yet. I didn't find a lot of encouragement for that season, and God kind of laid it on my heart that I needed to use the mindset tools I had previously learned and try and apply them to pregnancy. And it helped and it made a difference. And out of that, I made a mini course. It is a morning sickness mini course for mental health. And it's for mental health because it helps you to get out of negativity and into positivity. It used to be the positive pregnancy program because I wanted you to find positivity. And I wanted me to find positivity. I basically made the course for myself, and it has helped me so much, and I want to help you as well. So I'll go through each of those areas real quick and touch on them, and you can work on them yourself. But if you need extra help and support and want to watch the videos, that is available as the top link in the show notes. So It basically came down to three areas that really helped me. And the first area is gratitude, which I have talked about over and over and over and over again on this podcast, but I will continue to talk about it over and over and over again because it shifts your mind away from negativity into positivity through what you are grateful for. So it can be something as simple as just listing a list of everything you are grateful for around the room. And I do a bunch of little exercises like that to help you refocus on gratitude and get away from misery and how hard this season is. The second area is changing the negative to the positive. So sometimes it can be easy to get down and be thinking like, I can't do this. Like, why am I even pregnant? I don't like this. So instead of thinking all of those thoughts, you shift away from that negative into the positive. So you say, wow, what a blessing it is that I'm able to grow this baby. And there's definitely different progressions you can use to get there, but shifting the negative to the positive. In fact, I heard one from a friend I was with the other day. She's been sick. Like, she's been barfing every day and it has been very hard for her. And we were kind of talking about how miserable that season is of just being sick. And then she's like, but you know what? It took me a while to get this little munchkin here, so I am so grateful to be sick. And I was like, yes, those are exactly the mindset shifts that you need to take. You need to change that negative to the positive. So even though she was feeling really sick and really miserable, she found a way to be positive in the gratitude and realizing that her body is doing something amazing and growing the baby. So that's the second area in that mini course program. And then the third area is pregnancy specific affirmations. And it talks about, it's basically just positive thoughts about your body. And instead of thinking all these negative ones like, oh, this is so hard, this is miserable, I hate this, it goes into my pregnant body is beautiful. My pregnant body is amazing. I am beautiful. What a special season it is to grow my baby within my womb and to bring our posterity on this earth. How amazing it is to become a mother. And just stuff like that is what the affirmations are, except for I've added music and they're set a little slower and nicer. So those are the three areas that that course encompasses, but you can work on those by yourself. If you want my promptings, I encourage you to look into the course, but try them. Try them by yourself at different times when you're struggling and see how they work for you. You are amazing, and your body is amazing. It is growing a little baby inside, which is so neat. And as you progress, you will be able to feel him or her move within your womb, and you will be able to know some of these more miracles of pregnancy. I am excited for you, and I'm so excited that you are willing to try to shift your mind away from negativity into positivity to help this season of pregnancy go better. Thank you for sharing, but most of all, thank you for implementing this episode and these things into your own life for a more positive pregnancy. Let's chat again next week. Until next time. Thank you for being a part of the Positive in Pregnancy and Motherhood podcast, for listening, for sharing, and most of all, for applying these tools into your own life to improve your own happiness so that you can find your own better thoughts for a better you in a positive pregnancy, in losing that stubborn baby weight, and becoming the mom you desire to be through taking small steps in thought and action to reach your goals. If you are a mother who has an inner desire to enjoy motherhood and pregnancy better, but you are having difficulty figuring it out, I can help you. I can help you find the small, doable steps without drastic changes to your everyday mom life. Reach out, let's connect, and let's see you move forward. My name is Jocelyn, and I thank you for listening. Until next time.